There he is, Elton John, and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. A man who stayed up well past bedtime to check out what was happening in Silicon Valley overnight is about to join us to tell us all about the exciting news from said valley.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Richard Pasco, Adelaide tech guy, joins us this morning. Richard, was it worth staying up for?
No.
It was one word. No,
it wasn't.
Sunday night was worth staying up for to watch watch your boys beat Frio, but not Cookie talking about Apple.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Sunday night, love that, three in a row. Feel very sorry for the crosstown rivals at the moment. You guys support your club through thick and thin. That's what you have to do. Don't jump ship.
Not until three-quarter time anyway. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Let's talk about Apple. Just some facelifts, really.
It probably is the most, you know, they're going to move away from the Intel processor, I've got to say, over the next couple of years. They're going to go to their custom design chips. But it's going to take 2 to 3 years to see it. So, yeah, whoop-de-doo. As far as I'm concerned at the moment, the computer operating system is going to be called Big Sur. It's going to look a lot different. That comes out at the end of the year.
And
as
by
well.
A lot different, you mean a bit more like Android, yeah?
I've got to say, it's going to look a bit more like the iPad operating system
okay.
on a computer.
Right.
So that part I'm quite interested in seeing. I've got to say like that. You know, Apple iOS for the iPhone and iPad as well. It's not across a billion devices. This is probably the thing that people will go along, look forward to. You're going to be able to move apps around, group them in different ways. You can actually put widgets on the screen that they've already had on Android for quite a while now on there as well, so you're able to resize them. Honestly, I wasn't excited by any of this. You know, I've got to say the two big things were Apple are introducing Car Key, which allows you to unlock your car while asleep by tapping a few buttons on your phone. And if you want to share the car key with somebody, you can actually send them a link in a message to go along and do that. It's going to be on one car, a BMW, that probably won't be here for 12 months.
Right. If you lose your phone, what are you losing now? You're also losing your ability to drive if you lose
your phone. Don't lose your phone, people.
Gosh.
And then for the highlight is for the Apple Watch operating system, which I have. I love the Apple Watch operating system. It will detect when you're washing your hands and tell you if you haven't washed them enough and will give you a countdown for it.
So this is what you stayed up for, Richard?
Oh, God, Adam. I'm not doing it.
No, a stopwatch.
I've got to say, 2020 has been probably one of the worst years for tech announcements of all.
Yeah.
It really has. I'm gutted man this morning. I really am.
Oh, I'll have to get you something made out of wood for Christmas instead. Something completely tech-free. Now, let's talk about emails because I would imagine you get a lot of people asking about emails and something not quite right.
Look, I do. There is a big ISP at the moment. Their name starts with I, has just begun to inform its users they can store 1 gigabyte only of emails.
Wow.
So on their servers at where they are, 1 gig is all I've got. And I've got a couple
That's
of
not
clients
a lot.
Who talk. No, it's not. I was going to use the word bugger all.
Yeah.
On there as well. So, and we're told, if you don't like it, feel free to move your emails to another service.
Wow.
Because we are not in the email business. So this is a warning to people out there to go along, talk to your internet service provider. I've got to say, this doesn't apply to Telstra. Telstra let you store 20 gig of data on their servers as well. And Telstra doing some really good things with emails on there. Can I just urge people, make sure you don't get caught, because one business that we're moving tomorrow, we're finishing off the move tomorrow, really had till the end of the week or they're going to wipe all their emails off.
That's ridiculous.
So look at exporting them to something like Outlook.com or Gmail. archive your emails until you can get them down to 1 gig or less if you're on Outlook or do. But I tell you, whatever you do, and I'm going to write a post up about this, talk to your internet service provider. Don't ignore emails that say that you've gone over your limit, because we store so much information on emails, you might be sorely disappointed in the end if you ignore that.
Yes, very good point. The amount of times it's taken me to go back and find tickets for things or stuff that I've needed to get refunds for. My goodness, it is. And if that was all to go just because I went over a limit, that would be costly, I would think.
Very costly.
Speaking of costly, we spend an inordinate amount of money to prepare ourselves for cyber attack from state-based foreign interests, as we are calling China. Now, what's going on, and how can we as regular folks prevent it from happening to us?
I like the term when he got up there, says a state-based actor, and poor old Jeffrey Rush, he was squirming in his seat at the time.
Yes. I don't know how to turn my own computer on. How can I do that? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. So what can we do to stay protected in our homes and businesses? And this post will be up in about 15 minutes up on my website.
Great.
You've got to keep your operating system updated. We bang on about this all the time. Your smartphones, your tablets, your Windows update, Android updates, app updates. Your software needs to be updated. Office, PDF software, Adobe products. If you're running Windows 7 or older, I had an email from somebody saying they've got problems with Windows XP. It's time to upgrade or buy a new computer. Check all your emails. Be suspicious. Turn on junk email filtering as well. Have good passwords on there. Consider a password. And finally, turn on two-factor authentication on all your accounts. You're going to give Google, Apple, Microsoft, Dropbox, all of those companies, your mobile phone number. So if somebody does guess your password, they can't get in without that number that comes to your phone. And if you start getting the numbers on your phone, it's a bit of a sign to say, I need to do something to secure my account.
Very good point. Because, why would a country want to hack into me? But we could just be the start, the focal point, the beginning to get to a whole bunch of other people and just cause some mayhem.
And I was going to say, people are losing money as well. I had a client the other day, he and his wife lost $10,000.
Wow. That sort of brings it home, doesn't it?
It really does. They let somebody log onto their computer, kept them on there for a long time. They harvested all their banking details, and it came from overseas.
Yeah, okay. And the phone call doesn't look like it comes from overseas necessarily, so you always have to be wary about that. That's terrible. I mean, not great news to end on, but there is ways you can fix it, ways you can prevent it, and you'll be able to do that by jumping on adelaidetechguide.com.au. In about 15 minutes, you'll be able to read how to prevent you from having that sad story at the end of our chat. Richard, hopefully there'll be some happy news. Someone will release something nice and funky for you to talk about next week.
Looking forward to that happening, Adam, but I'm not counting. It's 2020, the year from hell.
And on that cheery note, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, bids us a fond farewell.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
It's 11 to 9.